Everybody may need the pictures to see of Jesus. You never know that he smiles. I heard a radio pastor just the other day say, I wish they had more pictures of Jesus smiling. Because that's how I believe he was. He had the oil of joy above all his fellows, the Bible tells us. Because he loved righteousness and hated iniquity, God anointed him with the oil of joy above thy fellows. I don't know why people get this idea to be spiritual.
Yeah.
Is to be what?
You have to be sad.
Sad and reserved.
Yeah.
I don't like these reserved signs because I think that I always have to be reserved when I sit there. And I don't want to be reserved. I want to be free in the Lord.
Amen.
Right. And so, we can be happy in Jesus, and that's spiritual too. Praise God. You know, the children like to be around Jesus, and they don't like to be around sour people. So there must have been something happy about him, inviting for the children as well. Praise God. And you know, he smiles at us every once in a while, too. I remember Brother Arthur. He was associate pastor of the Ridgewood Church. His children and grandchildren have worked at the camp. Brother James Waldfogel is one of his sons. Heidi Waldfogel is McNulty now, lives down in the village. And there are others. And he told a story one time, which I never forgot and told many times since myself. He told about a man who played the violin. And I think he was playing in Carnegie Hall. And he was having a recital, and he played beautifully his first piece. And the audience applauded when he was done. Very impressed with his talent, the heart in which he played. But he had a look of concern upon his face. Well, he played his next number, and he seemed to put more into it. Played with more fervor, passion, and really was very impressive. And the audience knew that they had a real master performing for them, and they applauded him and really cheered him. He looked over the audience. He still had a look of concern on his face. Finally, he played his last number, and if it was possible, he put more into it. He put everything into it. 110%. And he did things with his fingers that didn't think were humanly possible. And when he was done, the audience couldn't help but stand to their feet and applaud him. And the applause went on and on. And he looked over the audience, and he still looked concerned, until an elderly man sitting in the back finally stood up and joined them and smiled. Then a big smile broke out on the violinist's face. Who was that man? That was his music teacher. Everybody thought he did well, but there was only one person in that whole audience that really knew what to expect of him. Really knew if he did his best. That was his teacher. And that's where he is with Jesus. He's the only one that knows what to expect of us. He knows the opportunities he's given us. He knows the work that he's done in our hearts. He knows the grace that he's imparted to us. And he knows when we're doing our best, when we really love him and want him. And some people may see that, other people may misunderstand it. But you know, when he smiles, then there's a satisfaction that comes into your soul. Just to know that he's pleased. And we look for that smile. We're saying, his smile shall be my reward. That's my reward, to know that he's pleased with me. And Jesus does smile. He smiles often. And he smiles at you every once in a while, too. We're really hard on ourselves sometimes. And we frown. And we get down on ourselves. And the Lord smiles at us. He doesn't expect a 2-year-old to act like a 12-year-old. One time I was very disappointed in myself. And I was trying to live for the Lord, and I had made some, what I thought were pretty big blunders. And I was really disappointed in myself. And one day I was sitting in the meeting, and I believe it was Brother Gardner came to me. And he laid his hands on me, didn't know what was going on. And I expected that the Lord was going to say something like, well, you know, ship up, or, you know, shape up, or ship out. You know, I just expected that the Lord was going to, you know, tell me that he knows I'm really not doing a good job, and and try to tell me to do better. You know what the Lord said to me? He said, I see how much you love me.
Amen.
And how you really want to please me. And now you just encourage me like that. Here I'm looking at all my faults. And Jesus is telling me, I see that you love me. I see that you're wanting to please me. And you just keep looking to me. Let me come to you and fill you with my grace and so on. Something like that. But I remember it because it surprised me. I was feeling so differently about myself. And it wasn't that the Lord wasn't aware of my shortcomings. He certainly was. But you know, that's not the only thing He sees in our lives. Sometimes we think that's all He sees. But you know, He sees that we love Him. He sees that we desire to please Him. He sees that we want to grow. We want to become like Him. We want to do better. God sees that in you tonight. I know the Bible talks about a heart that is perfect toward God. It doesn't mean that a person is perfect, but it means that they have a heart that wants to keep growing, wants to keep pleasing Him, wants to love Him more. And when God sees your heart like that, He smiles. Praise God. And so, maybe you're picturing Jesus with a big frown on His face looking down at you. But I'd like to change that picture. I think it's more likely that He's smiling. He's smiling that you're here tonight. He's smiling that you gave yourself to work at camp when you could have been doing something else. He's smiling that you gave your time to come and seek Him and wait on Him. Praise God. And so if He's smiling, what are we frowning about? Let's smile too. Praise God. Let's sing the last verse, number 28.
What limit is there to this love? Thy flight, where wilt thou stay? Among our Lord is sweeter far today than yesterday. O Jesus, Lord of me, abide, I rest in thee.
To change. No. It gave me such a desire and such an encouragement to do better and to give myself more to Him. That's what He does. He doesn't confirm us in our sin or say, well, everything's okay, stay that way, I love you anyway. But that love just inspires us to come out of ourselves and to come in to Christ more perfectly. He'll do that for you too. Praise God. Lord, we love you tonight. You know that we do. Just like Peter said, Lord, he said, Lord, you know that I love you. Peter was very disappointed in himself, just like we are often. But Lord, he couldn't deny, nor can we, that we have a very real love in our hearts for Jesus. You put it there, Lord. And Lord, you can cause that love to burn fiercely, night and day. And so, Lord, we pray that you'll fan that spark of love in our hearts tonight. Breathe upon us, we pray. Let the Holy Spirit breathe upon us tonight and cause our love for Jesus to grow into a great flame. Lord Jesus, we want to do better. You know that. We want to love you better. We want to serve you better. We want to be more for you. We can't do it unless you help us, Lord. We try and we keep failing. But, oh God, teach us how to rest and how to trust and how to rest in your love. Praise God. Lord, if there's anyone here tonight that's discouraged, anyone that's down on themselves, anyone that expects more of themselves than you expect of us at this time, Lord, we pray that you'll let them feel the smile of God upon their life tonight. Lift us, Lord. Oh, Jesus, every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest. It's so easy to get discouraged, Lord. But Jesus, you constantly encourage us, Lord. And we thank you that there's encouragement for us tonight, and we open our hearts to it, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We love you. We give ourselves to you, Lord. Have your way in this meeting. And we pray that you'll manifest yourself in all of the gatherings tonight. Bless down in the village with the girls and the special things that they're doing, Lord. Lord, we know that that you have a work that you want to finish up in each one of those girls.
Yes, Lord.
And we're believing, Lord, that you finish it up, Jesus. Oh, God. Even tonight, we pray that you'll put your seal upon the work of the Holy Ghost in their life, and that you will break through and you will establish the work of your hands. We pray that you'll bless in the cottage, Lord. Bless the little ones. Oh, God, come to them tonight. Pour out your Spirit upon them. Jesus, we don't want to limit you in any way, but Lord, we want you to do as your word says, exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. And so we thank you for it tonight, Lord. Oh, Jesus, cover this camp with your blood and let the Spirit hover over the blood. And Jesus, we pray that you will come forth in all of your glory and beauty. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I desire that my life shall be ordered by thee, that my will be in perfect accord. For with thy own sovereign will, my desires to fulfill, my wonderful one to perform. My wonderful Lord, my wonderful Lord, my angels and seraphs in heaven are mine. My God, my
number 37, my wonderful Lord. Let's sing.
Thank you.
the Lord.
Hallelujah.